Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
It took me forever to open my beer.
Feel my power.
Woo! Hello, everybody, and welcome to Happy Hour.
Hi, everyone.
It's your one-stop shop for everything.
I think it's the tag.
One-stop shop for everything. Count out. I'm your host, Ryan Knightsey. As always, with Mikey.
Hi.
And sometimes with Zach.
Hello.
Welcome, everybody. How are you all doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to get into this show because we have a very this is an important happy hour, Ryan.
How so?
This is a very important happy hour because it is the happy hour before Full Gear, which we'll get to why that's important later in the stream.
Nice. The man's teasing the episode that is the episode.
I'm teasing the episode that is now, so people stick around. That's how this works. Game is played. That's how you make content. Always leave them wanting more. That's how you make content.
Wanting more. You just stay for 30 minutes and you'll see it.
And then you do what me and Mikey do and you give away the surprise that we even fucking do it. I can't fucking...
Well, so what happened?
So for Independent Waters, me and Zach's independent wrestling show that happens every Wednesday here on the Countout Network, every week... whenever we were talking about what match we were watching together, we wouldn't talk about it on the show. We would be like, oh, that's a surprise. You got to stick around till later. Then I realized that every week in the description of the podcast, before you even start listening to it, the surprise match is in the title.
Yeah.
So I've since fixed that. So now it's actually a surprise.
Every week for weeks, no one.
The only way to find out the surprise is to follow us on Twitter or listen to the show.
But we got a new format coming up for that show. It should be fun.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited. The boys from Indie Waters are here. It's been a great time for Indie Waters. A great time for independent wrestling. I feel like independent wrestling is super on the rise now.
Oh yeah,
the next several months or even weeks, practically. It's going to be flooded, as it were, with Ring of Honor wrestlers, former WWE wrestlers.
Wrestling's the best it's ever been, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm excited for it. Excited for this world we are creating where wrestling is exploding and becoming popular.
Crowd agrees.
One of the best unintentional side effects of all the releases that I will love, say that I love, is that my repertoire of people I can pick from that before I could be like, oh, that's WWE, I can now pick again. So Keith Lee, you bet your sweet ass I'll be picking some matches from Keith Lee now.
I mean, we that rule has been broken many a time. As long as it's from an independent wrestling promotion, it counts.
It has, but now I can be more inclined. I can't just be like, oh, he's WWE. I can just instantly be like, all right, Keith Lee, easy, grab.
We've done Ethan Page versus MJF, two AEW wrestlers.
Was Ethan Page in AEW at the time of that or no?
I think so. I think it was recent. It was very close to when he actually hopped on.
I definitely think it was close to it. I don't know if it was before or after.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, still a good match.
Yeah, very funny. It was funny. All right, Ryan. We said how we were. How have you been?
I've had probably the two worst weeks of my life.
Oh.
Shit, I stopped.
Why is your soundboard so loud?
I make sure you guys can hear it.
Why are your weeks so bad?
Yeah, do you want to go into it? You don't have to.
No. My weeks have been horrendously awful for the past 2 weeks, and it's, you know, bottoms up, I guess. Do I have a slurp sound? Hold on.
You can make one.
That'd be so uncomfortable, though. It's like they're licking inside my ears.
A little bit of the bubbly.
I'm going to say you have a can and also a mouth. If you want to make your own sound effects for your soundboard, you can do that.
It's been fine. No, I just have a terrible week. Terrible week at work, terrible week in life, terrible week in general. But it's all good because we're here together now to celebrate friendship, celebrate wrestling, and of course, celebrate the things that we love.
Taco Bell.
This episode sponsored by Taco Bell.
I wish, if only.
I could kill some Taco Bell right now.
I've killed Taco Bell the past two nights and I could still kill some Taco Bell right now.
It's just like the venue's so big. Oh, I meant to ask, what are you guys drinking tonight?
I am drinking the only beer I ever seem to have on this program. The only beer I freaking have on this program. The local gold, blonde ale. It's very delicious. I need to buy other beers. I have a bit at some point to do on the show, but I didn't want to do two costumes in a row.
You've had a costume before?
Yeah, fucking last week. This guy doesn't watch the product.
This guy doesn't watch the product. What an idiot. You're fired.
Rolls!
Outed.
Outed. Instantly, I'm gone.
Speaking of being outed, Zach outed me because he made me realize that I forgot my beer.
I was wondering why you gave that reaction. I was like...
Everyone's just getting exposed.
I bought two beers today because they're 6%.
Two whole beers?
Well, I'm a lightweight and they're 6%.
You psycho.
That will kill. That one will kill. That will get me.
They come in six packs and you took and sold and bought two of them?
Two whole beers, definitely. Zach? Zach is going berserk on this show.
I'm calling the cops on your ass.
We just wanted to be a little tipsy. We didn't need to get belligerent.
It's not a problem, I swear.
That does remind me. It was a thing I was going to pitch for you guys, but it was for a future episode.
Oh, God.
Interesting.
I already don't like the way this sounds.
The fact that he's laughing before he's even like said it and he's cracking himself up makes me curious.
Have you guys ever heard of the party game Power Hour?
No. Surprised.
Every 60 seconds, take a shot of beer.
A shot of beer?
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I guess every 60 seconds. It'd be miserable if you're taking a shot of anything else every 60 seconds.
I'm pretty sure in around 15 minutes, most people would be either too fucked up or just be like, I could still keep going.
It's like
shot of tequila every 60 seconds.
Oh my God.
I think 7.5 beers is what that comes down to. I think we'll probably switch it to just like slurping, like just drinking.
Taking a sip every 60 seconds. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But it's a thing that we would have to do maybe on a Friday or a Saturday and prepare ourselves.
Yeah. Make sure the next day is open.
That will not end well for me, I guarantee.
Make sure your schedule is clear the next day.
Yeah, but I wrote that down today along with many other game ideas. I'm trying to still figure out what last call game is. We wrote this down several weeks ago, but I don't know what that means yet.
Oh, right. The Lauren called last call as the show opened.
Like yeah, that. and then we made a game out of it, but no one knows what the game
Nobody knows what the game is. We made the game, and game. We were like, it's going to be a game, but we don't know what the rules are yet.
No.
A mystery. Like one of those mystery...
Or how the game is played or anything.
Oh, fucking hell. Wait, I can't remember the name of this. Hold on. Help me out with this candy. I can't remember the name of it. It's Airheads. That's it.
What? Are you
so talking? Glad. So glad we were able to help.
I couldn't. Listen, Mike, you know how bad I am with names. So when I didn't know this name, I was like, ah, fuck. I'm going to bail out with fucking...
Oh, yeah, you could.
I can see the
clearly. Me and Ryan helped so much.
I know you guys are helping.
What the fuck are you talking about? You just said saying, Airheads. What about Airheads?
You missed the part before that where I said it's like the mystery flavor of Airheads. You don't know what you're gonna get. It's just there. It's a thing.
I guess there's like so many mystery flavors and so many different foods.
Yeah, and the first I thought of was Airheads. What of it?
Airheads are Airheads are great.
They are. What did you think of when you thought of mystery flavor?
The Dum Dum lollipops.
That's a good one too.
I hate.
I immediately thought of Mountain Dew.
Of course, Mountain Dew is a mystery flavor. The fuck?
Yeah, they do. They do a mystery flavor every now and again. They did. It's like white, right?
Oh wait, yeah, I think I remember this.
I've been tasked by Scotty. I forgot his name.
Great. This show is amazing. Off to a great start in terms of energy.
I've tasked Scotty. No, Scotty has tasked me to purchase the latest Mountain Dew concoction that is, I forget the name of it.
Is it Ginger Snapped?
Yeah, it's Ginger Snapped. He wants me to buy and drink Ginger Snapped live on air. Because I,
like, listen, I, the last time we did that.
Well, I did the cake batter one live on Ring Post. So he's like, well, now you have to do it.
Now it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that could be decent.
Oh no, it's probably gonna be fucking awful. What are you talking
about?
Just like the cake batter.
That was, you're just asking for trouble with that.
What does gingerbread taste like? That's just cinnamon, right?
Yeah, it's cinnamon and ginger.
It tastes like ginger.
Yeah, so like ginger beer is a thing, so I assume that it can't be that far off from it.
You ever have a ginger snap? It tastes like that, I would imagine.
Ginger snaps are amazing, by the way.
So like ginger ale, but it gets you energized.
Did you know you can make...
Probably.
You can make ginger ale with Sprite and a splash of Coke.
Really?
And it'll taste like exactly the same as ginger ale.
How? That's witchcraft. I must learn this now.
It's like a person from like who worked at a restaurant made a TikTok about it. They're like, the customer's asking for ginger ale. We don't have ginger ale. It's like, yeah, we do. Just Sprite with a splash of Coke. And then somebody tested it. It was like, yeah, it works. We like had a bottle of ginger ale and also a cup of the Sprite Coke concoction, and apparently they tasted very similar. Ryan, what are you doing?
Trying to make my mouth the smallest possible.
Why?
Man, the vibes of this, we've gone from Airheads to Ryan making his mouth as small as possible.
Can I ask for what reason?
For the audience.
They're loving it.
I guess there's got to be a bit for the camera every week. I was just leaning my chair back.
I've had a rough 2 weeks, so if I want to make my mouth as small as possible, that's what I'm going to
You're going to have a rougher Saturday.
You can't come at me with your Republican views and how I should control my body and mouth size. How dare you?
No, I don't. I'm not.
You wish that you weren't there.
I'm lost. I don't know what happened.
I love great jokes.
I'm a mobile.
I've got my computer. I play the piano.
Welcome to Baby or Not.
I have never seen a show spiral down the drain faster.
Don't even. I was like, is that Kermit the Frog? And then there's more people started talking. I was like,
seen a show go down the drain faster than this one just has.
We vibed so hard that we're just out of orbit now. We're just somewhere completely off camera. There's no. It doesn't.
Welcome.
Anyway, Baby or Nah, huh?
Baby or Nah. Have you guys ever played Baby or Nah before?
No.
Nope. I can't say I have, Ryan.
Why not?
Because you probably just created it 10 minutes ago.
No, 30.
Sorry, 10 minutes before the stream went live.
He's our reigning and defending champion. He's got to come up with this shit on the fly. He's that good.
Yeah, I'm that good, baby. Or nah.
You won't have a good week on Saturday, though, when Mike takes it from you.
No, sorry, you will not.
Oh, you just finger gunned me. What the fuck?
So, Baby or Nah is the only game that's on Happy Hour where I'm going to give you a quote and you have to tell me if it's something a baby would say or nah.
Well, technically, anything is something a baby could say.
Maybe. Maybe. Who knows? Are you guys ready to play Baby or Nah?
I'm always ready to play your wild games. Well, say, we don't need the theme song again.
Anyways, are you guys, so the game is going to be, if you get it right, you get $20. If you get it wrong, you owe me
$20. $20?
Oh, good. I can't wait to take money from Ryan after the worst 2 weeks of his life.
Yeah. He's bleeding.
I can't wait to kick him while he's down.
Yeah, dude, don't worry. When you take that belt from him on Saturday, just that'll be like just the nail in the coffin for his week.
Can't wait to kick him while he's down, baby.
He's gonna like reach him out of there. He's just gonna boot his ass.
Ryan, as a friend, I want your life to turn around and for you to have a great next rest of your life. But as a co-host, I want to destroy you mentally and take that title off your shoulder.
I think that's fair.
And ruin your life and make those 2 weeks a bad 4 weeks.
Oh.
Because I really want that championship around this waist, baby. Coming home.
Fatality.
We'll get to that later, though.
Question number one of Baby or Nah.
Oh, joy.
Okay, let's hit it.
Where? Where?
Buzz?
Zach.
Baby?
Incorrect.
That's Waluigi, idiot.
Correct, that is Waluigi. $20 to Mikey, nothing to Zach.
This is absolute malarkey.
Dumbass, that's Waluigi.
I can't believe that. Oh,
don't you know the difference between crying and a Waluigi? Well,
he just said why. He didn't go wah.
Wah.
There's like a certain like nasal element to it that makes it the wah.
Wah.
Ready? Next question. Yeah. Goo Goo Gaga.
Buzz.
At the same time, you guys, I heard it at the same time.
It's. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're both going to say it's a baby.
Baby.
Nah. Neither of you get correct.
What was it?
So Zach has been wrong twice. Mikey has been one. That was Lady Gaga.
You know, I should have seen it coming after the last round.
It was Lady Gaga. So
does Zach... Lady Gaga say "Goo Goo Gaga"? Has she?
Yeah. When did she say that?
Can you bring up your sources that you're citing on that?
IMDb. Zach is down $40. Mikey is even.
Nice. Looks like Zach's not getting tickets to the Prudential Center.
Apparently not.
In January.
You guys, before the show started, you said you guys needed some money. This was a chance. This is a chance for you guys to make some dineros. So.
I'm paying you right now.
So get better at the game.
You're paying me back for full gear.
that's true, actually.
Technically, it is your turn. So,
quote number three: I have a big stinky diaper.
Buzz baby.
What is a baby gonna? How's he gonna say that?
Incorrect. Not a baby. I'm actually the.
Why did it take you so long to bring it back?
I was like, I'm gonna be wrong again somehow. I don't know how the fuck this baby said that, but apparently
Zach's correct. Babies can't talk. He was a toddler.
Fuck. I've been got.
What's this game?
I've been got. Are none of the answers?
None of these are gonna be babies.
None of these.
And the last one's gonna be a baby, like an actual one.
I run a successful business.
I have this eerie feeling that
Buzz. I baby, but specifically the boss baby.
Correct!
Damn, I was thinking it was going to be a celebrity like Da Baby or something like
that. I'm a god!
Boss baby is correct. Boss baby is correct. Next quote. I was directed by Edgar Wright.
Oh, Buzz, Baby Driver, baby, yes.
That's you got it correct.
That oh one, listen, God. You can't just bring up Edgar Wright and expect me to not jump in immediately.
That's fair. The correct answer was Baby Driver.
Last night in Soho, very good, by the way.
I need to watch that.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't care.
You and Tom said very good things about that, so I'm excited to
venture. It's a very good movie.
Okay, next quote. Baby or nah? Mikey, Zach?
I'm saying out of this list. I'm gonna cut my losses here, man. This is a trap.
Zach. This is a trap. I don't consider you a baby, so I'm gonna say nah, but if you think oh god, I really don't want to know this answer now.
So what's your answer?
Nah.
Ooh, incorrect. Correct answer was baby.
How?
It's sleeping.
Because you're baby.
Because babies don't talk, Zach.
I said nah!
Yeah, babies don't talk, so it was silent.
Wait! Oh, it was the silence that was the... It was the silence that was the thing, not the not you saying baby or nah.
Hold on.
It wasn't the baby or nah wasn't the question.
Got baited by the question.
I knew it. See, I had a feeling it was a trap, so I avoided that one.
I took the pitfall. I'm already down $20 apparently.
I played my trap card.
Well, Mikey robbed $100 from him, and now he's going to steal that title from you.
Next up, Mama.
It's Buzz Baby. Question.
Correct. That is Baby.
Oh, so that one's a baby.
That one was a baby.
You just got to know. Sometimes you just know.
It's not happening, folks, for me right now.
This is the last one.
I can't break even.
But you can make your losses worse. Or better, I mean.
It'll be worse. Let's be real here.
Get Orion less money.
Last one. I'm in a corner.
Oh, Buzz. Nah. Because no one puts Baby in a corner.
Correctamundo, Mikey! Nobody puts Baby in a corner, so nah is the correct answer.
And you wish that you weren't there.
I hate this theme song more than any other theme song for a game that we have ever had.
I feel like I had a fever dream and then someone just took money from
me. It's not over yet!
I had this dream. I'm gonna wake up and
Zach, wake up. Missing. Zach, you need to wake up. Zach, you're late for work. You need to wake up.
Oh god. Oh wait, why did I lose 40? And I'm just like, well,
thank you everybody for playing Gaby or not.
I'm like,
so the results are, Zach, you owe me $40, and Mikey, you were walking home with 60 dineros.
Bow, 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 bow.
Woo! Congratulations, everybody.
Zach, down bad, 100%.
Zach,
Mikey, up good.
Zach, you fell apart there. I don't know what happened. You got lost. Your mind fell apart. You collapsed.
Your mind is a fucking labyrinth that I got lost in. You
listen. I will say the last one was very funny.
Yeah. Jesse came up with that one.
That was very good.
I came up with the other one. Jesse came up with the last one.
I liked it. It was a good joke.
It was a good puzzle.
Good joke, streamer.
Yes, I'm a puzzle boy.
That was an epic PogChamp moment.
They say I'm a puzzle boy, and I'm here to say that your checks will arrive another day.
Holy shit, Max Caster, what did you get here? Platinum Max.
Yeah, so that was Baby or Nah. Did you guys enjoy Baby or Nah?
Yes.
I lost because $40, I was good at it. I still enjoyed myself.
Yes, the Venmo will come shortly.
If it was bad, I would have hated 100%. It. If I did bad, I would have hated it.
Well, now you know me.
That's how this game works.
Now you understand my feeling of that. I felt every hole.
So we're back into the wax portion of the show. Anyone have any fun stories that happened recently?
Fun stories that happened recently?
Yeah, the payroll department on my office is completely collapsing, so people aren't being paid left or right. Anyways, how are you guys doing?
Oh, wow, that was...
Wow, making me feel guilty for winning the last game.
Makes me feel less guilty.
Great. Love that. Zach makes feel less guilty because he's like, now I'm giving to charity.
Mikey, if it makes you feel better, I'm only out $20.
Wait, what?
Because Zach's giving me 40 and I'm giving you 60. The difference there is $20. So really, I'm only giving away $20.
That's fair. I'm just getting Zach's money, really.
You can buy a video game with that money.
I can. And you know what? Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl is coming out next week.
Video game.
New Pokemon remakes are coming out. It is that time of year.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that time of year, I still have to make my Christmas list. The problem with all this like shipping nonsense around the globe,
right?
About that.
Oh. We are having issues with that at the store too.
So what do you guys do for Christmas list? Do you guys make a Christmas list?
For Christmas,
I should say.
Not much anymore. I kind of just when people ask, I don't know.
But my parents ask, and then I just give them like a bunch of generic items that I would like, and then I let it up. I leave it up to what they would like to get me.
I think I'm getting to the year where my Christmas is going to be like socks.
No, yeah, no, that's me. This year, I literally was like, give me tank tops,
a nice,
give
a comfy hoodie, like
I'm like, I'm totally. I remember when I was a kid and I was like,
a cool hat.
Stop. I'm like, socks. Who the fuck wants socks? And now I'm like, yes, a nice pair of socks would be fucking great, actually.
Yeah, I've reached that point in my life where I'm asking for socks, shirts, clothes, shoes. I'm asking basically for my family and my significant others in my life to just buy my new wardrobes.
Yeah, right. Please dress me. I can't do it myself.
Christmas is the only time of the year where I want people to dress me and buy clothes they think I should wear.
Right?
Yeah, every other year I want them to not ask. I don't want their opinions whatsoever. But now I'm like, hey, buy me stuff. So, Zach, I just want to go back to what you said. So you make a list, but then your parents like don't buy strictly off the list. They like just kind of vaguely go off of it.
It literally goes, my mom's like, hey, write down some stuff you want. Don't be crazy. And I'm like, sure. And I write down my generic list of things I think that aren't too expensive. And then they just get me stuff.
Okay.
Do
they get anything off the list / everything off the list?
Sometimes it's everything. If I do something really like low price, like I'm like, I want jeans. And my mom's like, I got you 2-3 pairs of jeans.
I got you, fam. Jeans.
That's the trick to getting everything off your Christmas list every year is by just making it clothes.
From downtown. Jeans.
Occasionally I ask for like one.
Don't be that kid
thing.
Who expects everything off their Christmas list, and it's like an iPod, a new phone. I don't know why I said an iPod like those matter anymore.
And I want an iPod Shuffle for Christmas, and you can't. And I'm going to be shuffling down to the Apple Store, walking up to Tim Cook, being like, "Hey man, give me that iPod Shuffle, Gen 1. That's
fine. I'll be right back."
Oh wait, where is he going?
Probably
we got a show to do. We got a show to do. The next segment is figuring out who's gonna if he has the chance to win and beat me for this title. And he's walking away like the loser challenger he is, Zach.
I wanted to throw on you because I was here when he issued the challenge.
Ryan, Merry Christmas! I got you an iPod Shuffle.
That's not an iPod Shuffle.
What is it then? This isn't an iPod Shuffle? What is this then?
That is an iPod Shuffle like Gen 6. I'm talking Gen 1 where it looks like a tampon.
I don't think I remember that one.
I don't either.
Don't look confused. Look it up. Children at home.
No.
Well,
shit.
I hope you're okay with this one. That's all I had.
No, I'm not okay. Go back. Go throw that back into the arcade machine you wanted it.
Why is this the first thing that comes up? I put iPod and the first thing
that
was first
go
gen.
Go throw that back into the Stackers game, which I've won
Stackers
twice.
Game.
Which I've won twice at. Because I'm.
Is that where you got your Gen 1 iPod Shuffle?
No, that's where I got. I think I got an MP3 player once.
Did you get a Zune?
No, I don't. It wasn't a Zune. It was
Zune.
I think I won something else. I remember I won it once, and then the thing didn't come out. I was on a cruise ship, and I won the Stackers game once. Mm-hmm. Because when you're on a cruise ship, you just play in the arcade.
Yeah,
that's what I would do.
And the prize wouldn't come out, so I had to go. Find someone that helped me, and the only person that would help was in the cruise's casino, apparently. I had to go to the cruise casino, because apparently they were the ones handling, I guess, the game time arcade money.
Weird.
Prizes. So they had to open up the cage for me and get me my right.
What you do?
Interesting. That they had to do all that just to get you your prize.
Which I think it was an MP3 player, and then I downloaded Napster to put things onto it.
What a sentence you just said.
Napster.
I couldn't get anything on it.
What's next? Are you going to tell me you got the latest hit from the Killers off of LimeWire?
Look, man, the Killers are great. Mr. Brightside is a certified banger. Everyone knows that.
It's on the list of white people, songs white people lose their shit to.
Dude, it is.
Along with Piano Man and Sweet Caroline.
Sweet
Caroline.
We just all did it.
It's in our DNA.
That is true. That is true. Well, I guess it is. Let's do this. That's not really the song for like an aggressive challenge. I thought I had challenge music.
I was say, why did the baby song get like a full playthrough, but that one I was banging to is just like just cut off abruptly?
Because
the one that's actually good, he doesn't actually keep on here.
If you learned anything about Happy Hour, it's that I don't actually want you, the guests, to enjoy themselves here.
As evident by me losing $40.
Why do you think Amanda has never been on? Where's my goddamn music?
These days we need like an Infinity War thing where we get everyone from Canada on here that can be on here.
I pitched to Mikey at one point us doing a Squid Game.
I need to watch that. Well,
that's on stream now. Because I'm an idiot.
What's on stream?
And it won't go away, so that's fun.
What?
Mikey just ruined the entire stream.
Something's on his screen he doesn't like.
It's gone now. Don't worry about it.
Was on stream.
I tried to add something. Hold on, I gotta do it this way.
Riley Reed Twitter bio.
No, it was a spoiler alert for later in the episode.
Well, that's fine. We're doing that segment now. I just can't find my goddamn music.
Yeah, find your super. Here comes a new challenger music.
Oh yeah. Oh wait. Oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the Super Smash Brothers.
What? That hurt my brain for like a hot second there.
Maybe it's the Super Smash Brothers. What's the issue here, Zach?
I said maybe it's a new challenger. That is distinctly Street Fighter 4.
Here comes a new challenger.
Exactly, with the big. I can't make the noise because I just then my mouth can't.
What's the smash? It's like the alarm for smash, like the.
By one.
I'm pulling it up now. Give me one moment, and then we'll have
that segment.
Editor, keep this all in.
Editor, me.
Editor, you.
Keep this all in.
Mikey determines how you look to people sometimes.
Dude, I just post a replay of the stream. It's all staying in anyway.
Bro, yeah, that was bad. My
ears right now, they're calling the police on you. They're filing a police report for
assault. Oh, my ears are going to be ringing after this.
Yeah, that one
I need to get better headphones, actually.
Oh, here we go.
There it is.
New challenger is approached. If you haven't listened to Happy Hour before, I don't know what you're doing. The show's a goddamn beast of doctors. Anyways, I'm the champion of Happy Hour.
This is true.
Here, as you can see by my suspenders.
By your suspenders, yeah.
Yes, as my suspenders here. So I'm the champion here, and at any point in Happy Hour, anyone can lay down a challenge at any point. And Mikey, many episodes ago, laid down a challenge for episode 10. The champion at the time, which is, of course, me, is going to have to defend their belts in a full gear prediction
off.
So, Mikey, do you have the graphic up on the stream?
I could get it up in a second. But yeah, we have a full gear pick'em sheet that I downloaded off of Reddit. I forgot to get the user's name, unfortunately. My bad. We will tweet it out later just to give proper credit, because it is dope and awesome, and I like it a lot. Yeah, so let me get
ready. Oh, here it is.
That's just an alarm.
Yeah.
I wake up to this.
Yeah, so we got. Oh my god, I am ruining everything trying to get this.
Mikey, what are you doing?
So we got an AEW full gear pickup sheet. It is on screen right now, covering all of our faces because I wanted it to be big to make sure everyone could see the art.
Covering all of our faces. Just can you do share screen or something?
Listen, it's more fun this way. Okay. Yeah. So as you can see, it has all the matches on it and stuff. And me and Ryan have gone through. And we have picked what our favorite who our favorites are to win these matches, and whoever gets more points on this pick'em sheet will win and become the new champion of Happy Hour. So right now, it is Ryan.
Should we start from the bottom and now we're here?
We did start from the bottom, and now we are here.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
There's more matches that were announced than by the time this person made the thing.
Our faces are bad. Yeah, there is. The more matches got announced in the very short time in between them making that and full gear. So we are also going to predict those, but we have that, and it's a fun little way to do this. If I presented it better, that would have been nice, but we're all learning here.
Do what we can.
Episode 10. Zach, do you mind being the announcing person, like the referee, like the Tony Schiavone of like what matches are matches, and then we can give our results? And by give my results, I mean give my correct opinions.
Yeah, I'm down.
The correct results, because I have an all-seeing third eye like Matt Seidel. And then and then Mackie can give his pithy incorrect responses to my correct all-seeing eye correct prediction.
It's going to be really awkward if we pick the same people.
Well, I mean, I'm down.
It all comes down to one match.
I need to see the sheet because I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is going
you didn't
swimmingly.
Give it to me.
This is going just swimmingly.
Just look up. Freaking, are we just doing the sheet, or are we doing all 10 of the actual matches?
Here, ignore the people I picked, Zach, but I just sent it to you.
What'd you send it to me on?
On your cellular device.
Oh my God. I'm just going to do some.
I've got like four things I can get things from.
I'm going to do prop work.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to do prop work.
Prop work.
Can you do some observational stand-up comedy?
Yeah, my shoulder really hurts. Some would say it's sore, Bulbasaur.
That's Ivysaur.
Fuck!
Or is it Venusaur? I can't tell. It's too small.
You're stressing me out, Mikey. I'm going to lose all my hair.
All right. I've got my sheet. You ready for this? Oh, my God. What the hell is... I thought that was a hat. That is a towel.
It's a fucking bald cap.
Oh, my...
This is going great. What a show.
Anyways, all right. Take it away. Hold on.
All right. Starting from the top of the pick 'em sheet, we've got our main event. Hangman, Adam Page going against Kenny Omega for the AEW World Heavyweight title. Guys, who do you have winning and why?
Adam Page, my man. He's going to win the thing, and he's going to win the jang.
I also have Adam Page because...
Hold on. We never discuss how we're actually going to do this. Because what happens if we choose the whole same thing?
Yeah, we're gonna have to have some sort of tiebreaker, I would imagine.
Should we?
What's the tiebreaker then?
Shouldn't we pick the other person's okay? I know this might suck. Maybe it should be like I go first, then you.
There's a lot of matches here, Ryan, and I highly doubt we're gonna pick the same people.
Okay. Then
I'm
Adam
confident
Page,
in us that we're not going to pick the same people.
Then we're both saying Adam Page. Though. Good thing we're getting out of the way. We both think Adam Page is going to win.
I think it's his time to shine. It's the Cowboys' time, baby.
They've been building this story since the beginning of 2019, 2018, whenever AEW, even before AEW properly started, they've been building him up to this point. Mm-hmm. It would make stupid sense to not have Adam Page win.
I agree. I think Adam Page is going to win, and I am very excited about it. As you can see, by my pick'em sheet, I have Adam Page winning here.
So Adam Page wins. That's a push. We can move on from that.
On the ladies' side, we've got Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, going against Ty Conti of the Dark Order for the AEW Women's World Heavyweight Championship. Fellas, what you got and why?
Since Ryan started the last one, I think I'm going to kick us off here. I have Britt Baker winning this one. I don't think Ty Conti is going to win it. I think the person who's going to take it off of Britt Baker is going to be Thunder Rosa.
I also have Britt Baker. That's also been another push.
Listen, I feel like the title matches is where it's going to be. We're going to have very similar opinions. I think the rest of the card is where our opinions are going to start to differ. I kind of expected this to happen off the bat, especially if we're starting with the big ones.
That's fair. Maybe it was a good idea to start then.
I get the feeling that as we go down the lower card matches, that is when we will have our differences.
That's what I was thinking. I think for the title matches, me and Ryan are going to have a lot of the same opinions. But I think once it starts getting to the non-title stuff is where we're going to start breaking apart.
Mm-hmm. Following up on the title matches, we've got the team of Rey Fénix and Penta El Cerro Miedo defending their AEW World Heavyweight
Championship. I like ring announcer, Zach.
Thank you. I try my best. Defending their AEW World Tag Team Championships against the best luchadors in the world, FTR. Who's winning, folks, and why?
Lucha Bros totally winning this match.
I also have the Lucha Bros totally winning this match.
Obviously, they're going to win because they have Alex Abrahantes on their side. He's the best general manager of all time.
Penta also says, your mom sucks.
Got him. Got him, dog. on top of that, they're going to win so that they can then challenge for the AAA Tag Team Championships in Mexico. And then there we go.
Yep. I agree. I agree with everything he just said. Also, here's my first three picks as just to clarify, because who I think. I did this earlier before the stream started.
Mm-hmm. All right. Heading down the card, we've now got team of Jurassic Express and Christian Cage going against the super click of Adam Cole, baby, and the Young Bucks in a false count anywhere match. Who do you got winning and why?
I have the super click winning because Jungle Boy never goes over.
How dare you take my opinion? And for that, I shall raise you Jungle Boy wins.
You think Jurassic Express and Christian Cage are going to win this?
The man that always says Jungle Boy never wins any big matches is going to put his title on the line. Jungle Boy.
I think Adam Cole is in a place where he, I don't want to say can't really lose right now, but I guess it's getting to that point where he should lose once or twice. But I do think the Super Click is going to win this one, because here's my reasoning why. I think since I picked Adam Page winning, I think the Super Click's going to win and try to start the storyline of kicking Kenny out.
Mm-hmm. This all makes sense.
At Rushmore, baby. Please make it a thing.
This all makes sense. Will more than likely happen. That way you can get Adam Cole to challenge Page. You can have the Young Bucks eventually challenge the Lucha Bros again if they so choose. You can then also have Jungle Boy and also never winning a match. And there was another reason where I thought, like, oh, it makes more sense to not have them win. I think it's just because fucking no one gives a shit about Jungle Boy, apparently, because everyone thinks he's his next big star, but name me one match he's won that's important. And don't tell me he lasted 10 minutes to Jericho.
That was so dumb.
He beat MJF.
He got a draw, guys. Look.
Yeah, great.
Great.
Not even a draw. It was just a time limit draw. That's not even like, oh, they pinned each other. It's just like, oh, yeah, they ran out of time. And half the match was Chris Jericho playing with him anyway, so who the hell cares? That match.
Yeah, it was dumb.
No, but really, the determining factor would be whether or not he wins his match on Friday against Bobby Fish, and if you're hearing this, that match already happened. So if Jungle Boy won that match, then he's probably losing at the pay-per-view. If he lost that match, he's probably winning at the pay-per-view.
If you're hearing this, that match already happened, Ryan says, live on Thursday night before Rampage happens.
Sorry, that was an error. Zach.
All right, going on from that, we've got another tag team match. We've got Aleister Black, Satan himself, basically, and El Idolo Andrade going against the team of the Bastard Pack. And Cody, I swear to God, he's not Homelander Rhodes. Who do you got winning and why?
Who went first on the last one?
You did.
All right, so start this off.
I'm going to say Malakai Black and Andrade.
I am in the same boat as Malakai Black and Andrade, because I think that Pac doesn't work well with others. And I think they're going to show that, and I think him and Cody are not going to be on the same page here.
I feel like Cody losing could work. I also could see interference of some kind. Ooh. Maybe a new member of House of Black?
Very interesting.
I got three names in the back of my head of who I think could be a new member of House of Black.
I think I know one of them. I think I have an idea of one of them. The other two I'm a mystery on, though.
Shoot, what's your guess?
I think one of them is Windham Rotunda.
No, never gonna happen.
Oh, really? You don't think so?
Wow, shot that shit up the sky, dude.
I'm lost.
The Fiend is never gonna be in this promotion.
He hasn't talked to Tony Khan.
Doesn't have to yet. Be the Fiend.
Well, yeah.
Bray Wyatt is not.
My guesses were the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting, okay.
Ring of Honor wrestler, Demonic Flamita.
Okay.
I like the idea of it.
Or his PWG tag team champion partner, Brody King.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'd be down with that.
That one's the most likely one. I think Wyndham is cool and everything, but also, to be fair, the most likely one is probably Brody King.
Yeah, you're right.
That's just, you know. Unless he is on wrestling on New Japan. Now that I think about it, I think he might be wrestling on New Japan that day.
Also, there's an extra little 2 points here where on the pick-up sheet where it says, will Black use the mist?
Oh yeah, we never did any of these 2-pointers.
On the sheet there's bonuses for everything that we could pick. I didn't look at.
I'm just an announcer. I try my best.
We can go back and do the bonuses. We can go back and do the bonuses. We'll run through the whole card and then we'll go back and do the bonus points.
Oh, right. Brother, this guy stinks.
This is Matt. Everyone's a critic. All right,
but I'm also in the camp that Andrade and Malakai Black are going to win.
Yes. Fair enough. Heading off from this, we've got the most hated man in professional wrestling, MJF, with Wardlow going against wrestling's favorite edgy boy, Darby Allin, with his dad Sting. Who do you guys got winning and why?
I have a Darby Allin and Sting winning because Darby Allin never seems to lose at pay-per-views.
I got MJF winning because MJF never seems to lose it. No, I think MJF's winning so that he can also be a eventual challenger for Paige.
That's fair. And I think they've been building, they built Wardlow in the most recent episode of Dynamite by just him absolutely annihilating poor Yuta.
Yuta gets slaughtered by Moxley, then like 2 weeks later, he's like, all right, let's fucking do this.
Not only was Yuta getting slaughtered by Wardlow, he was getting slaughtered by JR on commentary, who would not shut the fuck up about the fact that he was wearing sneakers in the ring.
Yeah, he's like, you shouldn't be wearing tennis shoes. And I was like, damn.
And then later during the Pac-Dax match, they were on the top rope, and Excalibur was like, oh, Pac sure is sure-footed on the top rope. And it's like, yeah, that makes sense, because he's always on the top rope. And then JR goes, it's because they're not wearing sneakers up there.
He's like they're wearing
boots. What the fuck? What was that shot?
He's just making fun of wearing tennis shoes.
Against the Wheeler? What are these, like... What are these petty shots he's taking at Wheeler?
JR was not a fan of these tennis shoes.
JR is just jealous that he's not in chaos.
That's true.
All right, what's next?
All right.
So the only difference we have is MJF Darby and Jungle Boy Cole.
Two differences so far, yeah. We still have 3-4 matches left.
Yeah.
All right. Not to be overshadowed by the main event, we have the finale of the AEW World Championship Tournament. We've got God's Forgotten Champion, Miro, heading against the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson. Who do you got winning and why?
Who just went first?
That's my turn. Bryan Danielson.
I also have Bryan Danielson. As much as I would love to see them pull the trigger on Miro and have him beat Danielson, I don't think they have the cojones.
I think
Daniel Bryan's going over here, and that's
can I be reserved? Can I be reserved to change my mind?
Yeah, you can.
Miro then. I think Miro, because Miro would be a cool challenger, first time challenger. And then you can the story will work for the broken the neck thing. So I think you can do it. I think that'd be fun. I think
would I like Miro to win? Yes. I don't think you've done that though.
That's fair.
Only one of you guys supports a man going home to his wife finally.
Dude.
He wants to be redeemed by his God.
We can go home and see her.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Oh my god.
What's next?
Next up is probably the shortest but quickest blood feud in AEW history. We've got Eddie Kingston going against CM Punk in a rival 15 years in the making. Who do you got winning and why?
I think Eddie Kingston's winning and he is going to be Punk's first defeat in AEW.
Ooh. I'm going to say Punk. There's no way Punk is losing yet.
I think Eddie Kingston's winning.
Wow.
This one actually
this is my bold shot of the night. I think Eddie Kingston's winning.
Of all the matches on this card, this is the one match where I looked down like this one you could
Eddie Kingston needs a big win. Punk has already had bazillions of wins. We've seen Punk go undefeated so far. Punk said he wants to put people over. Who else? Who's better to put over than the guy he said he has, who has all the potential?
It's a very good point to it.
I think Eddie going over Punk here makes the most sense. I would love to see this be the start of Eddie's like heel run. And watch him just start destroying people.
Okay,
that's not bad. That's not bad.
I want all of Eddie Kingston's matches to end in DQ by him losing because he just beats the piss out of people.
I think Punk is gonna win because it's CM Punk.
That's also a fair.
That's
argument.
Fair. That's a fair argument, actually. CM Punk.
I think Eddie Kingston wins by having a great match.
Interesting. I want Eddie Kingston to win.
Yeah, no, I get you.
So that's my call here. I'm sticking with it.
Muting.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. So finally, leave the not the worst. Fuck it. Last match, because I lost the fucking Woody thing at the end there. We've got the inner circle of Jake Hager, Big Hurt, Santana and Ortiz, Pride and Powerful, the TNT champion, and the Spanish gods, Sammy Guevara, and the demo god himself, Chris Jericho, going against Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky, the man of the year, and America's top teams, Dan Lambert, Junior Dos Santos, and Alex Abrahantes in a Minnesota street fight. Who you got winning and why? Wow, I'm really happy I remembered everyone's fucking name that was in that match.
I think Inner Circle is winning because this is Jericho's retirement tour.
I'm saying America top team is winning so that they can put over Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page.
I would love both. Honestly, that would be great.
They won't even do that because they've already proclaimed that if they're going to win, Dan Lambert's going to get the pin on Jericho.
Ooh, that is a great point and a great.
I fucked up one of the names, guys. I'm sorry. Fuck.
They're going to go too hard on Dan Lambert trying to get the pin, and they're going to lose because of it. And I think Inner Circle is going to win. Jericho's going to take an extended break like he always does and hopefully finally fucking retires so I can stop hearing screaming on the microphone!
And you really hate
every
it.
Episode of Dynamite or Rampage.
By the way, Andre Arlovski.
Or his stupid OnlyFans jokes that Paige Van Zandt does not deserve it.
I'm annoyed that I fucked that up. I don't hate Jericho.
I'm over Jericho. He was great, but I'm just sick of him now.
I like him. What are you going to do?
And his name is John Cena.
I need to put some respect on.
No, his name is Chris Jericho we're talking about, Ryan.
I need to put some respect on Arlovski's name because I got everyone saying, but he is right. And I'm sad about it now.
And here's my call. Dan Lambert's eating the Judas effect.
Oh, 100%. I told my dad. I was like, out of everyone in the inner circle, I'm like, what is it? I'm like, he can't take the choke from Hager. He can't get the straight sweeper from Pride and Powerful. He can't take the 630 from Sammy. The Judas effect's the easiest one. He just falls over.
Dan Lambert's eating the Judas effect.
Which I'll
no,
pop.
No doubt, man.
Because Dan Lambert is a character on TV, is a fucking piece of shit, and I can't wait to see him get beat up.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very good at what he does.
I will say, all around, I'm kind of turning around on American Top Team, but I am incredibly, incredibly tired of this feud between
the I'm in the same, but I want this feud should end at full gear.
I sure hope it fucking does.
Done. Let Santos, Arlovski, and Lambert have their last hurrah with this, have them lose. We move on. And then I can see Sammy Guevara defend the TNT title more.
Yeah, this has just gone on too long at this point. Like, I'm over it.
On the bright side, though, is that Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page have gotten a lot of screen time.
And I believe there was like one more match to announce that didn't make it on this pick'em sheet.
Oh, what was it?
It's the pre-show match.
Oh, what which I put on the pre-show.
Off the top of my head, I think it's Nyla Rose and JB Hayter taking on Hikaru Shida and Thunder Rosa.
I'm gonna look that up, but you're probably right. That sounds like something they would do.
Which sucks because I think Thunder Rosa being on I think this tag team match being on the pre-show is a crime. Because Jamie Hayter rules, Nyla Rose rules, Hikaru Shida rules, and Thunder Rosa rules.
You could argue that's the reason why it's on the pre-shows, because it's a great, that'll be a great match.
But also, now it's another, now they're stuck in the same situation of one women's match on a four-hour card.
This is very true.
Like, are we kidding?
But what else goes on the pre-show then?
Anything. Well,
which one of the matches on the main card
do you put on? Personally, there? Just because of how sick of it I am, Inner Circle top team.
But like, I'm, as much as your opinion is,
let everyone see Dan Lambert get his ass kicked for free.
It's the AEW crossover match. It has to be on the main card. That's the whole fucking reason it's on there. It'll pop the ratings. You know it will.
I know, but I mean, honestly, I wouldn't even mind seeing Malakai Black and Andrade and Cody Pac on the pre-show, because the fact that they just keep regulating the women to the pre-show is or the buy-in is like just getting ridiculous at this point. Like, you have a 4-hour card and you have Britt Baker versus Ty Conti, and that's it.
Yeah, the problem that they have right now is that a lot of their stars are too big to leave off the card. Like, you could put Cody and Pac and Andrade and Black off, but then the problem is you're putting those four off there, which could easily get views. I'm literally wearing an Aleister Black shirt right now.
That's true.
I love this man, and I'm glad he's on there, but you can't put the heavyweight tournament on the end.
And they're not going to put CM Punk there.
They're not going to put CM Punk on the buy-in, because why the fuck would they give CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston away for free? And they're not going to put the...
I don't know.
It's unfortunate. I want them to put matches. Just... Ideally, with the TBS title, they'll then put more women's matches on the pay-per-view.
Right? The TBS, especially with the TBS title build, you'd think they would put more women on the main semifinals show, but they don't.
Are stacked.
They don't.
They might. We don't know yet. Because they're in the semifinals right now. They're not in the finals. That's what my hope is. Ryan's just falling asleep. Don't you sleep. You're going to lose the title on Saturday, bro.
That's true.
My disappointment is immeasurable. And my day.
Well, let's go to the simulations of these matches, because I missed
my
those.
Day is ruined.
I missed those about as much as I missed Andrei Arlovsky's name, so might as well go over those.
Hi, Kat.
All right, so first one you guys.
Hello, think... Tucker. Goodbye, Tucker.
I love Tucker.
Was that Tucker or Jude? I couldn't tell.
I think it was Tucker. It smells like shit.
That was Tucker.
He just pooped recently, it appears. Are we almost done?
Almost.
We have to do the rant is over. We have to do the bonus points now. We're doing. Zach is going to read off what the bonus points are.
All right, so first one. Let's go from the top once more.
Okay.
Actually, no, let's go from the bottom, because the bottom is... Jorge Masvidal interfere?
Yes.
No.
That was easy.
Okay.
All right, next one. Does Punk hit a Macho Man elbow?
No.
Yes.
Does Miro's wife make an appearance? I actually love that one.
No.
No.
Ooh.
As much as I would love to see it for Miro to win, that would be an awesome way to do it.
Though it is cut out. Does Sting hit a Scorpion Death Drop?
Yes. Yep.
No.
You were weirdly wow. on the fence about that. I thought that was going to be a windmill slam, yes.
Well, because that was like, on whom?
Probably on Wardlow or something.
On Wardlow? You want Wardlow to take that bump?
Yes. They're gonna do it for the Sting Pop.
It's Wardlow, though.
But he's going to be going to do it on MJF, and Wardlow's going to step in, take the Scorpion Death Drop, and then MJF's going to be mad at it because they lost.
MJF's going to shove Wardlow into him.
Exactly. There's going to be some reason where MJF is going to be taking a move, but then to be like, no, Wardlow instead, because MJF was a
They've also been building that Wardlow's getting sick and tired of MJF throwing him into Sting or anyone just to take
and
the
gonna,
hit.
They're going to take a Scorpion Death Drop. He's going to take a Scorpion Death Drop. I think here's what's going to happen. So Wardlow's going to take a Scorpion Death Drop for MJF. They're going to lose. MJF's going to be pissed at Wardlow because they lost, and then that's when Wardlow's going to snap.
I think that it might get close. I don't know if they snap now. That would be a good time. Anywho, moving on. Does Malakai Black use the Black Mist?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Is he going to hit Cody or Pac? Probably not. I think he's going to hit Arn.
Ooh.
What's this? Who will the Young Bucks kiss is this one for, I think is what it said. Do you think they get faked out again, or do you think they get their target?
Who will the Young Bucks? I think the Young Bucks are going to kiss Adam Cole. I think they're going to target acquired.
I agree. Adam Cole.
Or might be something different. I can't tell because the Mikey circle and threw it, unfortunately.
Sorry.
For the tag team championship match, will Sean Spears interfere? Is the chairman going to interfere?
No.
If anything, it'd be Tully Blanchard, I would guess.
Yeah, they've been Sean Spears has been in like hiding for some reason.
Or also Andrade would maybe interfere.
Mm. Oh, yeah, true, Andrade. He did pay them for 2 weeks.
I don't think it's going to be Shelton Spears.
All right. Does Britt Baker get busted open?
No.
No, but I would say no, but I would love to see it happen.
Not against Conti.
Just imagine Ty Conti broke her open, like, hard way.
Conti just isn't hard, like, she doesn't have the moveset for that, right? Like,
oh, thumbs
really?
Up.
Really?
I mean, she's got kicks.
I'm saying
you think she's gonna be red, really?
Yes.
I can see it though. If it's the one women's match and they have Britt Blade for that one match, that could be pretty.
I don't know. I don't think Tay's got it in her.
You're forgetting that the champion's always right. I'm not saying that she's gonna get violent. I think she's just gonna like do something that's just gonna be like, oh no, she's busted open.
But, and finally, probably one of the more contentious ones, in my opinion, does Hangman kick out of the One Winged Angel? Should he get hit by it?
Ooh, this
that's
one's
tough,
hard.
That's very tough.
This one's harder than I thought.
Scotty and I already talked about this on Ring Post Radio.
One of the most protected finishers in AEW's entire fucking locker room. No one has kicked out of
so
the move yet.
No, so far only one person in history has, and it was Okada, right?
No, Ibushi and
Ibushi. Okay, Ibushi and Okada.
AEW's history,
okay. So
no one's kicked out of that move at
all. I don't believe Okada's. I don't remember if Okada's actually kicked out.
I think, I mean, it was.
I have no. This is all based on what I've heard, and I have no real New Japan knowledge.
Yeah, but in
so.
AEW, no one is kicked out of that move. You get hit with that move, you're dropped.
I think.
You know what I would say? I'm gonna wait for you two to answer.
It's only been Ibushi.
Oh my god!
It's only been Ibushi.
Oh, of course. Golden lovers know each other well.
Just one person in the history of ever has kicked out of it, huh?
Correct.
I'll say yes. I think, here's what I'm thinking. I'm saying yes because AEW just reeled in this entire crowd. Because what was the last pay-per-view was all the debuts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they just reeled in this entire crowd with Daniel Bryan, with Adam Cole, with CM Punk, right? So now that they have those eyes, I think they're going to make sure those eyes stick around by giving us a big moment on pay-per-view, which is Adam Page kicking out of the One Winged Angel.
Ready for mine?
Yeah.
Yo. Interesting.
He's not going to kick out of the One Winged Angel. Instead, he's going
to kick out of the One Winged Angle.
He's going to kick out of the one. Yeah, Kurt Angle's going to run in. No, he's going to instead grab the ropes, do a rope break.
Okay. I can see that.
With the Okada style. One Winged Angel right next to the ropes, and Okada was able to grab the ropes or his foot or something. Adam Page will have the same thing happen to him.
The more real question should be, is Kenny Omega gonna get hit with the Buckshot Lariat? Because so far he has not.
100%.
He's dodged it every time.
So far, has Kenny Omega taken a Buckshot Lariat yet? No, right? He's dodged it every single time.
I think he's
unless he was hit by accident in the tag team match or something.
I feel like he was hit by accident.
I think he was hit by accident I think it was actually the FTR match, honestly.
Yeah.
I think he hit him and he fell down and he just couldn't get up after that because his leg was so fucked up.
I think it's very interesting that basically the night they broke up, he got hit with the Buckshot Lariat. Has not gotten hit with it since.
He's learned.
And I think the end of the feud is obviously it's going to end with the Buckshot Lariat.
By the way, Mikey, I think you're right.
Because since I think Adam Page is going to win, I think it's going to end with the Buckshot Lariat.
I think Don Callis and or Nakazawa or Cutler gets involved with the match. He hits him with the angel. It's going to be a swerve. It's going to be 1-2, and then Hangman's going to kick out before 3. Everyone's going to lose their mind. I think that Kenny is going to be like, this is bullshit. Fuck you, no, this doesn't work. And then he's going to try to do something, and then Hangman's going to hit him with the lariat, and that's going to be the end of the match.
Well, what's great about this card that is on the screen, I believe, still, Mikey?
It is not. I can put it up on screen.
Well, no, that's fine. But what's great about that scorecard is that obviously there are points attributed to all of these things, and obviously all the individual things have points as well. So at the end of the night, depending on what happens, we'll be able to tally up the results. And next week on Happy Hour,
we'll see if we have a new champion.
We'll see if we won't have a new champion, because I'm going to stay. Mikey, you get one chance to cut a promo at the King. What do you got for me, dog?
Oh, God. Can I get some, hype promo music? Do you have that?
He's gotta. He's got the baby music. He's gotta have hype promo music.
I'm terrified as to what he's gonna pull up.
Of course. Of course.
I knew it. Brian,
yeah,
come next week, come happy hour, when I stride in, both belts on my shoulders. Sorry, do you want me to stop? No. You want me to stop? Because I'm not gonna stop, Brian. Because when I stride in with both those belts on my shoulders, all of Twitch, all of Facebook, all of YouTube, all of Twitter, everyone who's watching this stream is gonna know that you couldn't hang with the best. And the best is Mikey Manfredi, baby. The new... Just hear it right now. Mikey Manfredi, the new Happy Hour champion. I'm gonna bask in that glory, bask in that gold, and make sure everybody knows that Ryan Knightsey is just a doofus with a soundboard.
Ooh! Ow! That's my co-host, folks.
There's no dramatic part.
Single tear.
Anyways, Mikey, this is all I have to say. You know what? I think that was a pretty good promo, but this is all I have to say.
These nuts. Got him!
This fucking guy. I hope you beat him, Mikey. I really do. He just hit you with the redeem these nuts. Oh, my God. I will dab for them, though.
Oh, man. I will dab for them, though. Zach goes, I hope you win, but I'll dab on these nuts anyway.
I'll dab, though. I am an ironic dabber.
Anyways, time for the plugs. Anyways, guys, anything to plug?
Zach, why don't you take it away?
Oh my god. Alright. Let's do this shit. So, if you want any more content like this, hop on down to the Countout website, countoutpod.com, and we have plenty of podcasts for you, such as this show, Happy Hour, Independent Waters, Ring Post Radio, How to Talk to Your Friends About Wrestling, and Your Dose of Death. We also have plenty of newsletters you can read. Great articles written by our awesome writers. Additionally, if you want any more merch, you can go on countoutpod.com/merch. You can find plenty of options such as t-shirts, stickers.
Countoutpod.com/store, but you were close.
Store. I'm this close. You can find plenty of great merch. Mikey's even sporting some of it right now. He's got one of our awesome hats. If
not in the store yet, but possibly will be in the future.
In the nearby future. If you do want to support us a little bit more, though, you can go to countoutpod.com/membership, where you can give us up to $5 any of the podcasts that you wish. You don't have to if you don't want to, but if you do, get some neat perks such as some awesome episodes that we've done, some of the funniest ones
exclusive content.
We've got Mikey and I's Indy 500 episode. We've got Ryan and Mikey's Hit the Books fast food themed episode,
the dumbest piece of audio ever recorded in Countout history.
Great. You can even get the prototype episode of Happy Hour. And if you want any more updates from us about content such as Independent Waters, check out that show on every Wednesday. Go to our Twitter, follow us. You can CountOutPod, Twitter at CountOutPod Network, I think.
At CountOutPod, you have it.
CountOutPod. You can find all of our updates on the shows as well as just our general thoughts on the world of wrestling and things in general.
Yeah.
I think I actually got about just about everything.
Yeah, I think you did a pretty solid job.
Ah, you can't see me flexing, people that are listening, but I flex.
Brian, anything you want to plug?
I would like to plug Adventure Zone Ethersea. It's a great podcast.
That was thrown out of nowhere.
It's a really good show. I pitched it to Mikey multiple times because if you liked Adventure Zone original, like Balance, then you'll like Ethersea. It's very good. I know that's not our network.
My Adventure Zone tattoos.
But if I am not allowed to have that plug, then my real plug will be, hey, if you got a podcast, let us know. Tweet at us at CountOutPod. I'm looking for a new podcast for wrestling themed podcast network joining?
Yes. Ryan, you will be happy to know that I was helping my friends move over the weekend. They bought a new house. I was helping them move. I was doing the paint. You know, we were painting, moving furniture and stuff like that. And they said, hey, we're going to be spending a lot of time together this weekend, right? And I said, yeah, probably. And my friend, without saying a word after that, started playing episode one of Ethersea and was like, cool, let's start.
Yeah. And?
Nice.
I'm liking it so far. So far, I'm not like the world. I'm not like the actual gameplay yet. We're on the like the world building episodes.
Oh yeah,
but seems cool so far.
The world building stuff is very fun, and they also just do like one thing that's like, oh, here's all the world building stuff condensed into like 1 45 minutes.
Oh, wish I listened to that.
Yeah, but it's still fun. It's still good. Yeah. I think there's still a lot of enjoyable stuff. But there's like 16 episodes out, and it's great. And I told you, Mikey, like episode 15, I was like, Mike, you gotta listen to this. It's exactly like Balance. You'll like it a lot. Anyways.
I'm over here burping off camera, so nobody near that, and you just go right in the mic, just... Oh my god.
You're not my dad!
Anyways, that's it for Happy Hour. We thank you, everybody, for joining us on this week. We'll see you next week to get the results of our full gear challenge. See who is going to win.
New champ!
Our belts. And if not, if
the champ is here,
if my reign of terror will continue, we'll see you next week. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.